Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio, and NLI is Neurolinguistic Innovations. Tonight, you're in for, we're going to talk about the solar and the lunar eclipse with Tish Akins out of New York. And Tish is a very wise astrologer, tarot reader, and also a very pretty lady. And I want to welcome Tish to the show. Welcome, Tish.
Hi, thanks. How are you tonight?
I'm very excellent. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. So,
good.
How are you feeling this eclipse energy?
Oh, the thing I've learned a lot through you about the eclipse energy. And what I've learned most is it's an eclipse. It eclipsed something out of your life and opened something up you was unwilling to see.
Yeah, that's true.
And as a Virgo, let's talk a little bit of how the eclipse will affect a Virgo.
Well, I don't think this solar eclipse is as specific to Virgo as the upcoming lunar eclipse, which is on November 28th, because that's going to be in Gemini, which is a mutable sign, as is Virgo. But that being said, this eclipse is in the sixth house, which is a Virgo house, and it is about changing routine and, improving habits and eliminating bad habits, which is a Virgo trait. So I think in that manner, it is Virgo, related. But I think for everybody, it's about eliminating toxic habits and people.
Okay. And Tish, we have a caller on the line. Are you open for a caller?
Sure.
The political impacts might be for what's going on there with the eclipse and everything else?
Do you mean regarding the scandals that are emerging?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's a good question because this eclipse in Scorpio is very dark. It's very intense and it's very powerful. And eclipses in Scorpio uncover hidden secrets and hidden stories. And here we've got Petraeus and Jill Kelly and John Allen and all of these scandals coming out, and more will be uncovered because with this eclipse, Neptune, which is the planet of confusion and deception, is making a square to Mercury, which is communication. So even more secrets will be revealed in the upcoming weeks.
That's great. Thanks so much, Tish.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
And I want to thank the caller and for calling in. And I never honestly got to get his name, but he asked a very terrific question. And what is going on, Tish, with all these scandals and this Scorpio energy? Because it is a pretty dark energy. So how is that going to affect just people in general, do you feel?
Well, the thing is, eclipses are like strobe lights, which shed light on matters and illuminate, things that maybe to this point we did not have knowledge about. And, the thing is that Scorpio is a sign of secrets and can be sex and money and lust, and all of these things are unfortunately getting uncovered. I mean, look at also the Elmo sex scandal I just saw on the internet. I guess the actor that plays Elmo is also involved in a sex scandal. And this whole thing in Washington with all of this stuff is definitely, part of it now. The woman that called, Jill Kelly that called out this whole thing is now in her own scandal because she had millions of dollars of debt. Debt is also a Scorpio issue, money owed, and so part of it was induced by debt and lust, and I think she may have had some inappropriate emails with John Allen as well. So I think it's a very twisted drama, and I think in our own lives it's going to be similar in the sense that we will be getting some information this week, you know, in the next couple of weeks, but specifically this week, that up until now we might not have had knowledge of. And just to be aware that it might be for your better good to know these things, and that also, you know, the sign of Scorpio is the cosmic compost, which makes us eliminate in order to transcend. So if there's something toxic going on or something we need to face with the sign of Scorpio, we'll have to face it now. This is the time, you know.
And you know, the thing is you got to let go of something to expand into the new. And that's
mm-hmm.
something I'm really starting to understand. And, you know, it may be toxic right now, but how do you think in the near future, whenever the other eclipse is, that's going to open out a new way for people to experience life?
Well, I think in our own lives, there also might be situations in relationships that if people are grappling with situations where there's something unhealthy about the partnership, this will be the time where the relationships, people might be eclipsed out of their lives literally, and or situations. And in that, you know, it might be painful and chaotic, and certainly during eclipse time, it is a very frenetic and chaotic time, but it's also a time for transformation, healing. And if somebody has been submerged in something like that for a long time, well, it's time to wake up. And eclipses do wake you up, you know. You don't really have a choice, especially in the sign of Scorpio. And it's a total eclipse, which is even more rare than eclipses, you know, generally happen every 6 months. And a total eclipse, the last one we had was 2 years ago. So it's even more potent and even more shocking.
Will that make people go deeper into themselves, Tish?
I would think so, yeah. And I think that in the sign of Scorpio, it definitely is going to probe. That's the sign of that's the detective. So we're all going to have our own inner detectives going on that, you know, to make us probe the truth, definitely.
You know, the thing about letting go of something, you know, it's kind of angst when it happens, but boy, does it feel good when it's gone. Because that's what we really have to do in this country right now is let go of all the anger that's pent up in all of us. How do you feel about that? And how will the eclipse help that?
Well, I think the anger is palpable right now out in the world. I think a lot of people are very angry. I see it, you know, in my friends. I see it out, you know, in the streets. I see it on the internet. I think this is a time where a lot of us need healing. And I think that you know, Scorpio rules taxes, it rules credit, it rules mortgage, it rules sex, it rules wounds that need to be healed. And I think each of us is going to be dealing with that in some way. And that's a good thing, because to sweep it under the rug, well, that's not going to, it's not going to help. It's going to stay there.
And the call-in number for Talk to Tish is 718-305-6548. And Tish, not only will this open people up, but if somebody's, let's say somebody has a challenge talking to somebody, will this give them the courage to talk to it and let go of that stuff, kind of stuff?
Well, I think it's the time to set the intention, but I think with Mercury in retrograde right now, which is also going on, Mercury is the planet which rules communication, and when it retrogrades, it appears to move backwards, and therefore it can, you know, diminish good communication. It can thwart communication. So I think if somebody were hesitant to talk to somebody about something, it would be better to wait till some of this crazy energy passes, till the eclipses pass, till Mercury goes direct, which is on the 26th of this month. The lunar eclipse is on the 28th. Then that might be a better time to broach it. And in the meantime, just, you know, assessing what's holding them back and doing, using this energy to face that.
And, you know, Mercury went retrograde on the 7th or the 6th of November. And look at everything.
On Election Day, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look what everything has come forth in just, what is today, the 12th? 7 days with the eclipse. Look at all the stuff that's already been brought to fruition.
Oh, yeah. And it's been very, intense, definitely.
Let's say somebody is trying to get rid of something. How would they allow the eclipse energy to do that and help them open up to it, expectation.
Well, this eclipse, again, is a special eclipse because it's a total eclipse. And I would say to do some kind of ritual today, to write down the intentions, to be really specific of what you want to eliminate, and just really, you know, because if you want to make a permanent decision, right now is the energy to do so. But just if you're tentative, if you're on the fence, maybe it's something to push off to another time. But I'd say it's a good time for really trying to release. Scorpio is the sign that helps us to release things. So yeah, I think that this is a good time to focus on that intention.
Yeah, because I wrote my law of abundance this morning, and I did something different this morning. I wrote a deposit slip to where I wanted it to go, and it just kind of was a fun feeling to write.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, and tonight after the radio show, I'm going to write my goodbye letters, because something I've really learned, Tish, is I want to thank everybody for being part of the journey, but now it's time to let some go and open up for new. And how will this eclipse energy actually open up for new people to come in people's lives?
Well, eclipses are like wild cards. They're very unpredictable, although you know if a person's chart is specifically getting hit by an eclipse, meaning one of the planets in their chart, that they're, you know, things can come into their lives very unexpectedly. Sometimes very good new opportunities, sometimes unfortunately bad opportunity or bad things rather. But definitely things happen very quickly and very unexpectedly. And you know, I think if you were asking about new beginnings, correct?
Yes.
So I think, you know, like you mentioned, the law of abundance, writing down the law of abundance, writing down a wish list of what you want to manifest. It's a good time, you know, with this eclipse in the sixth house of habits and routine, to start new. If somebody wants to quit smoking or somebody wants to start a diet, this is also a good time for initiating things like that, because it's something that could maybe make a permanent change.
Yeah, that's one thing eclipses do, is make an epiphany expansion in people, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're very illuminating, yes.
But here's the thing, with this eclipse energy, and how does people really get afraid of who they are and what they feel rather than go with the emotion of letting go, do you feel?
Well, I think that because there's so many planets in Scorpio right now, aside from the eclipse, Saturn, which is the planet of reckoning, and it's the planet of the, it's like the judgment card in Tarot. It ushers in things in our lives which we need to face and deal with. And I think that the nodes of destiny are in Scorpio. There's so much Scorpio energy that if we've been suppressing our fears or not dealing with them, this next few years while Saturn is in Scorpio until 2015 is going to be a time that we really have to face that. And I think with the eclipse energy and with all of this Scorpio energy right now, because the sun's in Scorpio as well, Mercury is going to retrograde back into the sign of Scorpio, it's bringing up a lot of fear, because a lot of wounds that I think it gets aggrandized in that sense, that right now it's, you know, might seem a lot more daunting than normal. But that also is good for just dealing with it. You got to deal with it.
Now, you said something. Saturn is in Scorpio, and we're having the eclipse in Scorpio. I just went through a Saturn situation. It made me face everything. So, and some of it I liked, and some of it was really kind of eye-opening and letting go. So with Saturn in Scorpio, and we have to face our fears, like you said, how is that going to open this country up to face the fears of this country moving forward, do you feel?
Well, I think that, you know, as I mentioned, Scorpio represents taxes, and it represents joint resources and social security and all sorts of, it's a house of money and intimacy. So I think a lot of people are very, very fearful of the economy right now, and I think that that's going to be obviously a huge focus the next few years and dealing with that. And there probably will be some changes in some of those systems. But I think, you know, I think it's a time of you know, hopefully getting in individuals' lives, getting debt in order, getting getting their finances in a healthier place, getting more responsible financially. Because Saturn is about, you know, I'm sorry, it's about maturing and it's about responsibility. So taking responsibility for those areas.
You know, after going through the Saturn thing, I'm really grateful for it. But as I was going through it, there were several days in there I wasn't so sure I liked Saturn at all. In fact, I was thinking about having Israel take care of it. No.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's really not fun, though, sometimes.
But it really makes you sit in front of that mirror and look at yourself. So out of this Scorpio eclipse energy, what sign is going to be affected with the most energy?
Scorpio.
Okay, and now, like me, let's just take Taurus with this Scorpio eclipse. What's going to happen?
They will also definitely, I don't mean to talk over you, but Taurus is the opposite sign of Scorpio. And the nodes of destiny right now are in Scorpio and Taurus. The north node is in Scorpio. That's what we're meant to move towards. But the south node is in Taurus. That's what we're meant to release. Taurus is a sign of possessions. So in some cases, in fact, I know an individual who is just affected by Hurricane Sandy, who is a Taurus, and he's been a collector for most of his life. He's 85 years old, and he just had his whole collection wiped out, like 50 years of collecting, a huge, huge collection. But it was something that was actually a burden, maybe more than he saw in his own life, and he was forced, you know, sadly forced in a very unexpected way to release. So I think that Tauruses are definitely getting impacted strongly. All of the fixed signs, aside from Taurus, Aquarius, and Leo, are also getting hit. But Scorpio and Taurus probably the most, or people that have planets in those signs.
Okay, and now what sign is going to get off the easiest as they can in this whole thing?
I don't think anybody's going to get off easily with this, though. I think each of us is going to have the journey. Just some of us are going to have it much more strongly. So again, people that have planets in fixed signs, Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, Aquarius, especially if they're getting ignited by the eclipse, are going to feel it the most powerfully. But everybody's going to have some kind of Scorpio journey of having to eliminate something in their lives.
Well, you know, eliminating things is easy, but it's to letting go of it that's hard. and Tish, with the big national debt that we have, how is this? This really got to set something in motion here for all of us.
So yeah. I think it's going to be difficult. I think Saturn is restriction also. And again, in the sign that rules joint resources, it's going to be tough. I mean, you know, we're in such debt as it is. In the eclipse chart, we draw a chart for the actual eclipse. Jupiter, which is the planet of abundance and expansion, is in the eighth house of joint resources. But we also have Mars and Uranus there, which can be chaotic and can cut things. So there could be a lot of cuts in some areas. It's not going to be an easy process, that's for sure.
But overall, wouldn't you say it's just going to have people having the courage to move forward and let go of things? Wouldn't you say that's what this is really opening our eyes to?
I think inevitably it's going to force people to have to do that. You know, not everybody's going to do it with such ease, but it's going to be something they're going to have to face.
And now also at the end of the month we have a solar eclipse?
Actually, we have a full moon, a lunar eclipse on November 28th. And solar eclipses are more powerful than lunar eclipses for the most part. particularly this one because it's a total eclipse. But the lunar eclipse is a full moon eclipse. So it's about fruition. It's about manifestation. It's about that's also full moon eclipses. Solar eclipses tend to be about new beginnings. Generally, sometimes they can mark a big ending though too. But lunar eclipses tend to be more about completion, endings, relationships break up. They tend to be more relationship oriented, and the signs more that are most affected by that particular eclipse are going to be Gemini, Sagittarius, Virgo, and Pisces. You're getting hit by that eclipse, actually.
I don't think I miss any of this because I know I don't miss anything on retrograde.
You never get off the hook.
2 weeks before and a week after, it's over. I mean, it's just what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and the energy resonates for a while, you know.
Yeah. And so how long will this eclipse that we're having happen, and how long will it linger, do you feel?
Well, I generally give it at least a month, and sometimes I give it 3 months, you know, a window of 3 months. Some astrologers feel that this eclipse had a lot to do with Hurricane Sandy because Mercury and Neptune are exactly square with this eclipse. Neptune rules the ocean, and it rules water and flooding. And so we felt that energy, obviously, before the eclipse. So you can often feel the energy of the eclipse a month before and a month after. That's when I think it's strongest. But some people give 6 months. I give it up to 3, but really I look at it for about a month before and after.
Okay. Now, with Saturn going into Scorpio and everybody here, actually, in the end, you know, we're all going to have to redo our finances. We're all going to go through this. Don't you think that's going to open up people to new prosperity in a different way? And it's a good thing for the whole world after it's
Yeah, I think it's going to make people have to, they're going to have to take more responsibility for their actions, you know, financially. And if they're irresponsible, it's going to backfire, you know, in a bigger way than normal, I would say, because Saturn is the planet of karma, and it really does, you know, if you're not doing the thing you're meant to do, it's going to, you know, you're going to have repercussions.
And also, Tish, and whoever don't really pay attention to that, you know, to the signs that are in their life that are unique to them, this could be a real eye-opening experience for them, couldn't it?
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, in a really frightening way, because some people are going to, you know, be awakened with the eclipse. It's a great awakener, you know. They're going to be woken up in a you know, startling way. It might be something shocking, you know, like my friend who just lost his collection. That was pretty shocking for him, you know, and but things that he hadn't been facing for many years of his life. And so, but in a sense, it could be something ultimately healing, you know, too. And I think that for all of us, if we've been, you know, avoiding something that's painful or just something we don't want to deal with or take responsibility for, well, we're going to have to face it now. Scorpio doesn't mess around.
You know,
neither does Saturn.
You know, I'm looking forward to this because I made a deal with myself in 2000. Everything that's in me is not required is leaving. So I guess I like this thought.
Good.
Yeah, it's good, easy to say, but we still got to go through the...
Yeah, you got to go through the process. Yes, that's true.
If somebody wanted an astrology reading or a tarot reading, how can they get a hold of you?
Sure, they could... Pardon?
Or a party or an event that they want you to be
sure.
Part
of? Sure. They could go to my website, which is tishaitken.com.
And the Tish is T-I-S-C-H and Aitken's A-I-T-K-E-N.
.com.
Correct?
Yeah. Yep.
.com. And also, you can go to Twitter on Astrologer Tish.
Yes.
What's your Facebook?
I just use Twitter and the website generally.
Okay. And anyway, you can find Tish if you want a tarot reading or an astrology chart done. You do astrology charts for people too, right?
Right, uh-huh.
And so somebody can get their astrology and see how Scorpio and Saturn are going to fit in your life. If that's the way I think, I'm going to love myself in 2 years.
Yeah, it's a great time. It's like being in therapy. Saturn in Scorpio is like being in therapy. You're really going to have to face your wounds. You're going to have to face the past, things you've been suppressing. You and I talked about this, I think, on the last show, that the last time Saturn was in Scorpio was from 82 to 85. So look back to what was going on in 82. There were probably some changes going on in your life at that time, you know, and for people that can remember then, you know. So it's some issues that were happening at that period of time are going to recur, you know. In some
and,
other,
not
know, necessarily in the same way, but in maybe a similar type of theme.
Whatever you didn't look at then, you're going to get to look at now, do you feel?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, boy. That's the only words I had for that. But, Tate, the world is coming into a new way of experiencing life. How is this Saturn, Scorpio, and this eclipse actually one of the steps for this all to happen, do you feel?
Well, Scorpio is the sign of death and rebirth, literally and figuratively, you know. And so you can have a rebirth. You can reinvent yourself.
And how will this affect business and personal lives? The business first and then personal, do you feel?
Business, you know, again, you know, it's going to be restricted in terms of joint resources. So government funding and things like that probably are going to be affected greatly, you know, and probably restricted, you know, and it's going to be challenging. In personal lives, I think that if people have habits that are destructive, obsessions, you know, that are pervading their lives, people that are toxic, you know, again, they're going to have to eliminate those circumstances and those people. So I think that it's going to be, again, like being in therapy. You're going to really have to face the wounds in order to heal.
Okay, now I got a question. All the people that are hiding scandals, you know, powerful people, whoever.
Yeah.
And personal lives, just individual. Are they going to be brought to foresight into the fruition for people to see and for people to have to deal with?
Well, look at what's going on with Petraeus and Kelly and John Allen, and to name a few. They're already getting revealed, and more is getting revealed in the next couple of days, I can assure you. So I would say more scandals will be revealed just, you know, aside from them. So absolutely, because Scorpio is a planet of power, so a sign of power, rather. So powerful people will be definitely their secrets and scandals will be revealed, and there will be a lot of sex scandals and money scandals too, but a lot of sex scandals.
You know, if the CIA can't hide it, who's going to hide it?
Yeah, exactly.
But you feel that this Scorpio energy is actually going to start expanding the country into communicating and listening with each other?
I think that it's going to – Scorpio is not exactly the most communicative sign, but I think that, again, you know, things that if people have been doing something wrong, Scorpio, you know, doesn't fool around. It's ruled by Pluto, and Pluto really makes you eliminate things that are unhealthy or bad. So I would say that, you know, it would help hopefully transcend and improve communication, I suppose, just or make it more honest and straightforward, you know, because it's going to reveal, you know, secrets and then bring things out to the forefront.
And you can get a hold of Tish at tishaiken.com or on Twitter at astrologytish. We're down to the last 22 seconds here. Can you give everybody some wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
Lay low this month. Be patient and be compassionate with yourself and others, and be prepared to find out some secrets.
And I am Rob Wilson. I want to thank Tish for being my guest and all the listeners for being on the show, because it's my honor and privilege to share my time with you. And I hope this opens your eyes to the eclipse energy, because it's going to be interesting. Thank you, Tish, and thank you, listeners.
Thank you very much, Rob. Have a good night.
And good night, everybody. We'll see you Thursday night with Ronnie Bryant. Good night.